In the world of journalism, there's a notion that reporters should not be part of the story. But last week, veteran Idaho political journalist Dan Popke was the story. Popke announced he was leaving a 30-year career with the Idaho Statesman to manage communications for a man he often covered, Congressman Raul Labrador. Our Scott Graff sat down with Popke to find out more about what led to his big decision.
Dan, I will start with the most obvious question. Why did you make this move?
Well, it was the right moment. I'm 55, and I've been thinking about a second act. And the congressman came to me, and it was not an easy decision. I agonized about it. I loved what I did at the Statesman, and I had a relationship with readers that I'm missing. On the other hand, I, also being 55, know that you can keep your mind sharp if you do something different.
Some have speculated a lot of reasons why you might make a move like this, and some have focused on money. Was money a factor? And if it was, how big of a factor was it?
Really, the money was a wash. The benefits are better, but it really was, it was not a financial decision. It was a, I need to do something new.
A lot of people reacted with shock that you made this move. Not necessarily that you were leaving journalism, but you were leaving journalism to go work for Raul Labrador. Some have expressed disappointment in the move. Why do you think people have reacted the way that they have?
Oh, I don't know. People caricature people, and I guess they must have caricatured me and caricatured the congressman.
What do you mean?
Just that, you know, people think I'm a left-winger and think that he's a Tea Party guy, and I think we're both far more complex than that. We both, I think this is fair to say, love and are students of the process, and an effective communications team is a vital thing for a congressman. He's got to be able to communicate what he's doing to his constituents. I look at it this way. I knew him from the time he was elected to the legislature in 2006, and I was impressed with his guts and his character and his curiosity. I always thought he had a gift. And when he stepped into the breach to run for Congress in 2010 and nobody thought he had a chance to win that primary, the Republican establishment was all lined up against him. And then he defeated the incumbent, Walt Minnick. I got to know him quite well during that campaign. I wrote a long profile of him. I think I know him better than people might think. And it gave me comfort that it would be a good match.
Some have said this is basically an endorsement from you of his political future. You're hitching your wagon to him in case he someday is governor, senator, maybe even has aspirations beyond that. Respond to that.
Well, one of the first things we talked about was how much risk there's involved in this. And the first thing my father said to me was, these guys have to run every 2 years. And I said, yeah, and this is a guy who takes chances. I think he has great promise. But I think my job security was better if I had stayed where I was. Who knows what he's going to do in 2 years or 4 years? I can say, if this is an implied question, we've talked about what his plans are for 4 years out and running for governor. I think I'm reading him correctly. He does not know what he's going to do. But to suggest that working for Raul Labrador is an assurance of a long-term professional success, I think he's a little too unpredictable for that.
How closely do you align with his brand of politics? And if it's not in lockstep, will it be difficult for you to work for a man who's advancing a political agenda that you personally don't necessarily share?
Well, that's one of the caricatures, I think. I am a contrarian. I'm not left, right, center. I'm a contrarian. I ask a lot of questions. In a heavily Republican state where my job focused on holding elected officials accountable, it meant that I criticized, if you will, Republican action and policy more than Democrats. As for any differences I have with my new boss, he's the boss, and I am loyal to him. And I will be able to convey his message to the best of my ability. I'm convinced of that.
How difficult do you think that will be, though, when it's something that you care about personally?
It's already happened. I'm sitting in the studio against my will, if you will. They said, hey, Scott Graff wants to talk to you. And I said, look, that story is over. That was last week. It should have lasted a day. I get it that people were you know, wanted to talk about it, but I didn't feel like it was a good idea to extend this story. And I advised both the congressman and his deputy chief, Doug Taylor and Meridian, who were both saying, hey, we think you should do this, the story is not me. The story is him. But they convinced me that it was worth doing, and I wasn't violently opposed, but I advised against it, and I'm here because I work for him.
Dan, let's switch gears here as we wrap up. You're the latest veteran journalist in the state of Idaho to leave the industry, and it's almost a certainty that whomever that person is that replaces you at the Statesman will not have nearly the same level of experience that you now take with you. How comfortable are you with the state of journalism in the state of Idaho right now?
Well, I don't think it's restricted to the state, and I think actually probably in smaller markets like this, things are better than they are in some of the big metro markets. But print media, broadcast media, I mean, they are struggling, and the financial pressure is substantial. I think fundamentally, however, this republic can't survive without an independent media. And the business model hasn't caught up to that, but it will. It has to.
With that said, you're not making the job for the bosses at the Idaho Statesman then any easier when you take 30 years of experience with you for a career change like
yep.
this.
Yep.
Is there any personal guilt, I guess, that goes along with this decision?
Grief. It's grief. And I hear that takes a long time sometimes to get through. I mean, I've wept about this.
Is that right?
And even the congressman's chief called, and I had been crying. And I said, hey, look, I'm sorry. Yes, I've been crying. And he was very nice about it. And I said, you may have to deal with this for a little bit. I haven't cried this week, but in the couple of days before the decision, yeah, I lost it a time or two.
Dan Popke, former Idaho Statesman political reporter and new press secretary for Congressman Raul Labrador, speaking with Scott Graff.